This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Brunson, between the legs dribble, gets rid of Thompson, walk-up three-pointer, he got it! The clutch player of the year will not be denied! Jalen Brunson with 4.3 puts the Knicks in front, 116-113.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Nylander skating, fighting through, penalty on the play, he scores! William Nylander pucks it away, and Toronto is headed towards the second round.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Loose ball on the floor. Harden picks it up. 7 seconds to go. And the Los Angeles Clippers are going to force a seventh game. James Harden scores 28. Kawhi Leonard with 27. 24 for Norm Powell. And our series is deadlocked at 3.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080, The Fan. Happy Flop Shop Friday, Fast Break Friday, Football Friday, Ooh. Friendly Friday, a Feel Good Friday.
What is happening?
A Feel Good Friday. A No Fear Friday.
No Fear Friday. I like all those Fridays. Those are all good Fridays right there.
Two brands that I used to rock for like a year and a half period, No Fear and Big Dog.
I never did the No Fear thing, but
really?
I had a Big Dog phase, but I never did the No Fear thing.
There were some Big Dog t-shirts, certainly.
Everybody owned a couple of Big Dog t-shirts, didn't they?
Even when you weren't a Big Dog, you owned a Big Dog t-shirt.
Somebody would give you joke, like, hey, look at that, hey, Big Dog, you want a Big Dog t-shirt? What happened to Big Dog? How did everybody have a pair of that clothing and then it just went away?
I don't think it went away.
It didn't disappear?
I think you stopped wearing it.
When was the last time you saw a Big Dog shirt?
I don't remember the last time I saw probably Crawford.
Crawford definitely
would
had some
randomly
Big Dog
wear Big Dog clothing at the end there before he left the Fan. But I remember the last time I saw Big Dog like outside of him. I went to a store and I think it was the Shopping Mart in Troutdale.
Yeah.
I think they had a location there. And I remember walking in, and I just went to one of the racks, and I was like, who fits in this?
These are really big.
That's like 10 of me.
These are Big Dog t-shirts right here, man. You got to be a big dog to wear those.
You do.
You're just a little dog with a little bite. You can't hang in the Big Dog clothing section.
Emo dogs.
They do have a website, so evidently they still exist as a company.
How about that?
And you can get this, delightful Major League Baseball play on dog name t-shirts. Like there's a Dodger shirt that says Doggers. There's a Mets logo that says Mutts.
What is the Braves one?
Let me see. Let's see. We got the big dog Padres with a W.
That's
get it?
Adorable,
get
actually.
It does not look like there's a Braves one. That's
yeah,
all they got.
What would you do with the Braves?
They got a Phillies one, which is furries instead of Phillies. They got Mutts, Barkies for Yankees, Doggers, and Padres. That's all they
the
got.
The furries one you couldn't do because there's actually people who call themselves.
And that's a whole different category.
And that's a different thing.
That's a whole that's different conversation. No kink shaming, but that's a whole different thing.
I don't think it's a kink anymore.
You don't think it's a kink? People don't dress up as like the Easter Bunny and get down?
I think it's become an identity for some.
Oh, we're cats now? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't even know if it's a cat.
Cat, we're just licking our hands?
Feels like it's a mixture of Mario when he's a raccoon in Super Mario World 3 yeah. and cats at this point.
Okay, all right.
So
that's one of those, like, as a parent, as I think about getting older, how do you handle that one? How do you handle your kid coming home and doing one of these?
I can tell you because it's been within my stratosphere.
General vicinity.
I just say,
it's in your
no.
Ball. No.
Nope.
Sit. Don't give it an animal command.
Nope.
Nope. Not going to happen.
Not today.
Now, did that work out? Did that?
It worked.
Was it handled okay?
Yeah, it worked.
Stern no was all it took.
Yeah.
And then they went from cat to human.
Well.
Like the old Animorphous.
They were never a cat.
That's
yeah.
true. That's true. Yeah. Remember the old Animorphous books? Did you ever read those when you were a kid?
I didn't know.
No. The people, the kids turning into animals.
I didn't read a whole lot. I read like, I'd read a Goosebumps book every once in a while.
Sure, a good Goosebumps, a good R.L. Stine.
I didn't read books where kids okay. were turning into animals. I'm sorry.
Well, I kind of want to go buy a Big Dog t-shirt now, but unfortunately they don't have my team's logo, so I don't think if they had one for the Giants, I'd probably go buy it.
You'd have to find those at a thrift store.
Yeah, that's a thrift store find right there.
Now, let me ask you, who'd made No Fear? Where did that go?
That's a good question. Let me look up and see if No Fear still exists.
I legitimately had like four t-shirts that said No Fear.
I remember No Fear.
Was that like a Christian shirt and I had no idea? Is that what that was? I had no idea. Like, I didn't know the backstory. It just said No Fear, and I was like, look at me. I'm badass.
Whoa, there's a website still exists, No Fear. You can go sign up. It's very confusing. There's just like a random video with numbers that click on it. So I don't really know if you can still buy clothing. That might not be a good website to go to.
It still exists. This is our whoever's doing AI for Google now. They went through a Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2011.
Damn, they were going.
They were acquired and relaunched. They collaborated with retailers like H&M.
So were they their own brand?
They were their own
so
brand.
So when I wore them, they were just their own.
There was No Fear. Just No Fear.
Yeah.
Just No Fear.
With no parent company.
Is there a backstory to why it was No Fear? Did a guy almost die and he's like, I'm making t-shirts. I'm done with this.
Yeah, it was founded in 1989.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find where the adult.
And I wore it in the mid-90s.
Popular with motocross and other off-road vehicle racers.
Look at you.
You know what?
Look at you.
I know how the tie here is. Didn't know it till right now when you told it. Stepdad.
There you go.
Because my stepdad was...
I could see that.
Monster trucks, dirt bikes, motorcycles.
It was like, big in, so the, yeah, in the car community.
That makes
and,
sense.
Yeah, and the energy drink the community. Brothers. Like, yeah, I'm drinking a Monster with my No Fear t-shirt on.
Mark and Brian Simo, or Simo, S-I-M-O, brothers who founded the company. They were based in Carlsbad, California in 1989.
Yeah. Carlsbad. Home of monster trucks.
Went
famously.
Went through a Chapter 11, and the winning bid, Riders Compound Inc. That's R-Y-D-E-R-Z.
How about that? All right.
We now have somebody saying that they heard they're listening and their dog heard the cat sound.
Oh, no.
One of these. Like, he's all fired up. Hey, whoa, on alert. What's happening here? I had forgotten, too, but somebody texted in, did you guys ever buy Big Johnson t-shirts?
Oh, I don't.
No,
I don't remember Big Johnson t-shirts.
I had to
look that up. As a Johnson, Big Johnson t-shirts were, you know,
I think this
was a thing that was amongst.
Did you?
I had a Big Johnson t-shirt when I was a kid. I don't think I understood what it meant at
the
time.
They're still, by the way, kicking. BigJohnson.com.
I might have to go buy a Big Johnson t-shirt.
Whoa! That
careful,
is...
careful of the Big Johnson website you go
really
to.
Really, Big Johnson.
Careful of the site that you look at.
I'm just kidding.
Make sure it's a t-shirt company.
It's BigJohnson.com.
BigJohnson.com.
It looks.
There's Big Johnson's fishing boats.
Okay, I thought
the
that
Big
was,
Johnson
I,
bait shack.
I thought this was a religious-based thing, but it's a guy climbing an electric pole, so I thought it was a cross.
Looks like Jesus on the cross. Big Johnson and the Jesus cross.
No, I don't remember these shirts at all.
I did the Big Johnson thing for a while. Didn't quite understand it when I was a kid, and then as I got older, my parents probably thought, let's not buy him Big Johnson shirts anymore, because at some point he's going to connect the dots of what that means, so maybe let's get rid of the Big Johnson clothing. But I do remember it.
There's a golf t-shirt, and in the back it says, golf is a game of inches. Big Johnson. You should own that t-shirt.
I need to buy that
t-shirt. It's only $20.
I need to buy a Big Johnson t-shirt.
I don't recall these t-shirts at all. Yeah. They didn't have these a lot in the Park Rose area.
Thanks for the reminder of that to the audience. That's a solid poll. That's a deep cut right there. The Big Johnson is that's a deep cut back in the day.
Your girl and your Johnson.
It says, tits or tires, it's going to give you trouble. There's a woman bent over next to a car.
I mean, amen, brother. It's going to cause issues.
Boy, they got a few of these tits or tires t-shirts.
Could go either way, man.
There's a girl laying in tires.
Can't live with them.
Stack of tires.
Can't live without them, you know? Am I right?
Amen.
Amen, brother. Got your Big Johnson t-shirt on over there. Oh, this is delightful.
Are they just a boob company? I think a little bit.
There's a little bit of that.
I'm starting to look through their t-shirt collection.
I mean, there's an
here.
Adult category of t-shirts for the. I mean, if your t-shirt name is the Big Johnson t-shirt company,
or certain expectations,
you're going to have to deliver.
You have a certain connotation in your head. Of
now
what
there's a woman holding a gun, and it says duck calls, one good blow, and you're ready to shoot. I didn't know how perverted this company was.
The name is Big Johnson. What were you thinking?
What
did you imagine?
Maybe the guy's name was Mark Johnson, and he's just a fat guy. I didn't know.
It'd be funny if he was my size who created the company, too, and he just, you know, was like...
Helped him deal with his complex.
Yeah, I'm going to overcompensate here.
Dude, I'm going to make a t-shirt company.
I don't need therapy. I'm going to make t-shirts.
I got a Big Johnson, damn it.
There's a lady holding a bow and arrow, and it says...
A way of life for over 50
Give it
years.
One long pull and wait for the sweet release. Wow.
Okay. I think I've come up with some Christmas gift ideas now. I'm going to file this away. Let's see if I can remember this. I think we're all getting matching Big Johnson t-shirts. Let's wear them out to the Fan Golf Classic together. What do we think?
Would you care to know their hunting t-shirt?
No.
I would love to find out, actually.
It's hunting season. Drop a load in the chamber and go deep in the bush.
Wow. It's a feel-good Friday.
Kids wore these.
Do they make onesies?
Yes. If they make onesies, I'm getting Teddy Ballgame one of these onesies.
He's getting
one of these things.
I got him. Hold on.
If there's a kid's t-shirt in there.
Hold on.
Oh, toddler sizes.
These are adults only.
Well, no, it's not all of them are adults only. Like, some of them are just simply like, it's the Big Johnson fishing boats, and it's kind of a euphemism, but not really.
Oh, my God. There's a beer
and Teddy
and
getting a matching t-shirt showing up to preschool.
First day at preschool. All right, buddy.
This is disturbing. There's a beer and liquor t-shirt
yeah,
they
yeah,
have.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But
yeah,
it's not yeah. liquor. It's I, liquor.
Yeah.
I know.
I see what you did there.
I don't see any onesies. I don't think they put
They have different state t-shirts you can buy. There's Big Johnson fishing teams from different states. We could all be the Big Johnson fishing team from Oregon.
I think I'm okay.
You're all right? You don't need that tea?
We got a game 7 in the NBA.
How about a game 7 in the NBA?
NBA.
Can you believe that? Should have had two. Damn it, Pistons. What are we doing?
Well, God. Damn it, Brunson.
Yeah, he's so good in the clutch.
He's the best player in the NBA.
The second that shot left his hand, it was going in.
The minute he lost Thompson on that holy crap.
Is he going to make a 2 or a 3? And how much time will be left on the clock so Detroit can hopefully respond?
You know, it's a crazy stat to say, but if the Clippers and Nuggets hadn't had a game 7, somehow that stupid league would have no basketball on Saturday.
What?
How would you not schedule anything to happen on a Saturday?
So I think Cleveland Indy is supposed to start on Sunday.
That's Sunday.
If that's happening, you got to move that up a day, right?
Yes.
Give me a Saturday night primetime game.
There.
And there'll be another game. Play some other stupid game on Sunday. You can't miss a Saturday night broadcast window.
It's ridiculous.
That would have been a massive issue for the league. Would have been great for hockey, though.
Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah.
Because you get Avs and Stars game 7.
Yeah.
And so you would have had at least a standalone game. But now we at least get the Clippers and the Nuggies.
My neighbor, his blood pressure and his heart rate must have been just going up and down yesterday. He's a big Avs fan.
I think you should. What are you doing on Saturday?
I don't even know his name. I just pass him on my dog walks or runs, and he's always usually doing yard work or he's out. And I saw the flag, and I'm like, yeah, sports uniting question.
That's right.
And I'm like, you know, it was the year they won the cup. And I was like, how about that?
2022.
And so now I just kind of keep tabs on what they're doing so I can say something. I'm like, big game tonight. He's like, don't tell me about it.
You got the neighbor chat going down now. I love it. Oh, yeah. A couple of bros just talking some hockey. I think you should try and storm your way into his garage and watch that thing on Saturday with him.
Bring some fat tire beer with you.
You'd be like the girl that gets invited to the Super Bowl party who doesn't know what's going on and ask questions the entire time. So what's icing? Like 5 minutes into the game, see how he responds.
Boy, that blue line, huh?
What's that penalty? What's holding? Is that isn't football. You can call that. What's happening here?
Drop the roof, daddy. Like a
give him one of
top
those.
Shelf shot. See what he does. I'm just like in his living room. Oh, roof
some
daddy.
Of this, some of that.
Doesn't even know my name. What would you think if somebody was in your living room, you didn't like, really know them,
and that was the line that you used for a goal?
And they just, like, jump out of the seat. Oh, look at this, look at that.
Turn the roof down here. Oh, look at that.
What are they? What is the reaction there?
The Stars went roof daddy on themselves last night. I didn't know that was a thing, but they technically went top shelf roof daddy on an old goal.
I think you're just like, are you horny?
Are you okay? Are you right over there? You want to check your shorts? You need to go to the bathroom for a second?
It's just hockey.
It's just you and your Big Johnson.
All right, well,
happy Friday.
It's a feel-good Friday.
It's happening, everybody.
It's a no-fear Friday.
No-fear Friday. We need to get you a no-fear t-shirt, and I need to get a Big Johnson t-shirt. Was there a brand when you were a kid that you wore that kind of went out of existence?
You were an Oshkosh Begosh kid.
You an Oshkosh Begosh guy?
No, I wasn't that.
Wearing, like, corduroy overalls.
I'm from Waco.
Now, what was the one brand from the brass rail at Nordstrom?
The brass rail? What is that?
That was the...
Specifically a rail for you?
No, it was a department in Nordstrom that was for, like, teenagers.
Mm.
And you don't remember the name? Rail.
So, I want to say Genera, but I don't think that's right.
Sounds about 70s.
That sounds about right.
So it was, no, that was 80s. So, yeah, so the boys section was the brass rail and the girls section was the brass plum in Nordstrom.
I used to love hiding in the middle of the circular. The
you're one of those kids, yeah.
Racks.
You'll hide
and
from
you
your,
hear
mom.
Your mom.
Brandon, where are you?
When she dropped the middle name, it was time to stop the games.
Anna James!
Yeah, when that happened, you're done.
Fine, I'm right here, Mom.
All right, I'm here.
I'm here. Let's go buy a no-fear t-shirt.
No, the weird one was when other women would be shopping, and they'd turn the shirt in your face and just be looking. Hello!
You look like Alfred E. Newman on the cover of Mad Magazine, just staring.
Peekaboo!
I would just I'd just put my finger in front of my... Shh! And don't then they would close the clothes.
Don't say a word and nothing will happen to you.
I will kill you.
What?
Okay.
All right.
Like the scene in Old School where they kidnap the husband.
Oh,
say anything about this. We'll murder your husband. Just kidding. He'll be home by dinner.
Yeah, it'd be something like that. Right. Let's get it going. Okay.
Hey.
Enough of the farting around and the Johnson t-shirts.
No more feeling good. Let's talk some sports.
Can I read one of them, though?
Yeah, sure.
I got to read the beer and liquor ones.
It's a whole category.
I can't actually read these.
No.
That they've crossed the line.
We will spring the line today at 8:30, so if you want some Big Johnson.
Why do you keep teasing this?
We hit a parlay last Friday. I want to cook up another show parlay.
All right, I'll work.
That's the best one I've had. You guys got Derby picks? It's Derby Saturday.
It is Derby Saturday.
Oh, the
Kentucky Derby.
The Kentucky Derby.
The horse race is this weekend.
The horses are running
tomorrow. First Saturday in May.
God, there couldn't be an event I know less about. Know when it happens, and then somebody just alerts me, and I turn it on right.
Do we have a direct timestamp for tomorrow?
For
it's usually like 3:15.
Okay,
post time.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to watch 7 hours.
No,
of
it usually starts around
commercial free horse racing. I want
3:10. Put your TV on.
3:10. Put my TV on. Okay, 3:10.
I'll see if I can find an official post time.
That would be wonderful.
Let's get it going. We've got a game 7, and how about this guy doing this again? Remarkable. It's a loaded show. Let's get it going. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Feeling like moving my... Portland is in Major League Baseball yesterday, not from our conversation with David Sampson, but in another way, and I'll tell you how. It's 6:45 today. Boy, oh boy. 2024, Jalen Brunson scored 41 points and 12 assists in Philadelphia to eliminate the 76ers. 2025, 40 points, 7 dimes in Detroit to eliminate the Pistons. How about this one from Optistats? The only other NBA player to have 40-plus points or five-plus assists in a road closeout twice in his career is Michael Jordan.
That's pretty remarkable.
Jalen Brunson is literally one of the greatest all-time clutch players in league history in just a span of checks watch. 2 years.
Yeah, not very long. It's when you look at, since they started tracking the numbers, I think in 1997, the average points per game in the fourth quarter of your career in the playoffs, he's number one since 1997.
Number one.
So there's a lot of guys, obviously, that could have been in there that we just didn't track the numbers as closely back in the day. But that's a pretty long stretch of time. I mean, you're looking at almost 30 years now that nobody's averaged more fourth quarter points in games. And it's got to be a great feeling as a Knicks fan to know that that guy's in your back pocket, that if you're in a tight game, it's coming down to the wire, you have one of the most trustworthy stars in crunch time that we have ever seen in the NBA. And he did it again last night, and they don't win that game without him being unbelievable, and then on top of it, hitting the game-winning three.
Here was Mike Breen's call of Brunson's game winner in Detroit.
Brunson holding. Knicks trying to wait till the end. Brunson puts up a three. Bang! Bang! Hits the three with 4.3 remaining, and the Pistons call timeout.
A double bang from
I mean, home team is gonna get that.
Yeah,
I get it. You know, if he's a national call of that game, I don't know if you get a double bang out of Breen, but on the New York call of it, that's a double bang.
It's a good Breen call. Here's Ian Eagle's call on TNT.
Brunson takes a peek at the clock. Thompson digging in defensively. 8 seconds. Brunson stops on a dime. Launches. Oh yeah! Jalen Brunson buries it. Knicks lead by three. The Brunson burner ignited.
God, that's such a great line.
Is that what his actual nickname is, or you just come up with that on the spot? Do people call him the Brunson Burner?
I don't know.
Is that a thing?
I haven't heard that before, but I'm wrong.
Because I'm watching the game and I hear that call, I'm like, wait a minute. Do people call him that?
Let me look it up.
Basketball miss that
reference
nickname?
Has every nickname
every
ever.
Nickname possible. Or did Iron Eagle just, you know, out of total left
yeah,
field?
Yeah, Brunson Burner, yeah.
Brunson Burner's a name?
JB, Brunson Burner, Bruns him.
What? That's a different
That's
name.
That's, man.
Big Body, the King of New York, Cat and Clutch.
I mean, now that I'm looking over nicknames, Brunson Burner's probably the best one of the
well,
bunch.
Well, I say this.
You ignite that Brunson Burner.
Well, I want to play this audio because they win this game. Man, Malik Beasley.
Catch the ball.
Gary Trent, Malik Beasley, not playing wide receiver for your favorite football
no,
team anytime soon.
That was a well-drawn-up play. It all worked out. They got an open look.
Would have been a wide-open
three as time expired to tie the game, and instead the ball went through his hands.
He was remarkable, Brunson, in hitting that shot. And down the stretch, the shots he hit, because they were up, then the Pistons go on 11-0 run,
yeah.
Then the Pistons are up, and then they go on like an 11-0
yeah,
run.
Yeah, Knicks closed the game 11-1 in the last
That's
two
crazy.
And a half.
That was a wacky game. It felt like Detroit was out of it for most of the night. Then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, they're going to win going away. And then New York, I mean, that was a fun basketball.
It's an absolute dogfight. We almost got a game 7 out of it. Brunson stops it. All that to be said, Celtics in 5. I mean, that their offense is just him, save us.
Yeah.
Unless it's Cat on a heater. But
I mean,
like,
Cat's had some big games every once in a while, but he's not a reliable guy night in and night out.
He's a two-time All-Star, too. He is an All-NBA guy last year. He came back at the end of this season so he could be another All-NBA guy, so he'll probably be a two-time All-NBA player. And already, I would say, he is probably pretty high up in Knicks history for Knicks fans.
I would guess so.
And they haven't gotten close to a championship.
No, in a long time. They haven't sniffed one this century. So it's been a minute for him.
But he's their Damian Lillard. When you have a guy that can end things.
Yeah, that's huge.
It's such a different, I don't know how to explain it, but there's just something about having that player that makes you love him even more than you already should.
I mean, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of a 35-year-old Knicks fan. I wouldn't have the memories and knowledge of what happened in a bygone era, right? So those guys will always be in a category because they won a championship many moons ago. But if you're just talking like your lifetime, you'd have Patrick Ewing.
Yep.
Melo, I'm sure, but, you know, not a lot of playoff success there. But yeah, Melo, like, was a New York kid. And
the
you know,
99 team, the Allen Houston, yeah. Larry Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, would you put those guys ahead of Brunson?
They got to a finals.
They did get to a finals as an 8 seed. That to me was more of a complete team than it was necessarily one player. Like, I think Brunson's better than anybody else.
But
on those
remember
teams.
Houston ending the series against the Heat?
Yeah,
remember
that's
that
true.
Shot?
I mean, those were some infamous series back in the day.
I mean, coaches
grabbing ankles, but to the point of the last 35 years, I mean, there's not a lot of guys. Not a lot. Let's go, Jeremy Lin. Lin's sanity was a moment, but
yeah,
there's not a lot of guys over the years.
3 weeks.
It was a cool 3 weeks, though.
He's awesome. Yeah. And the Pistons, man.
It's brutal, dude. Cunningham, I mean, to go 0-for-8 in an elimination game from 3 was pretty tough.
They were terrible in general, weren't they? Like 1-for-13
I mean,
in the second half? From
couldn't
three?
Make a 3 when they needed to, and then you get a chance at the end and the ball goes through your hands. Still an unbelievable year. They got hosed out of a win in this series. They should have won game 4, so that's one that I'm sure is going to leave kind of a nasty taste in your mouth throughout the course of the offseason. And I would just say for them, like, don't make the mistake that other upstarts have made. I think you have a true number one player in Cade Cunningham. I think he's going to be a bona fide star for years to come in this league.
Who's your number two?
That's the question, right? I mean, where do you go? Maybe it's Ivy when he comes back. Maybe Thompson takes the next big step. Tobias Harris is a bloated contract, but he's not a number two.
No.
And you got some bigs who are nice, but they're not guys who are reliable scorers. So I maybe Ivy if he's back and healthy, but this is the offseason now where you don't rest on your laurels. You don't say, hey, we made the playoffs. We made some noise for the first time in a while. Let's enjoy this and bask in the sun. This is when you go be aggressive, man. You got a star player in Cade Cunningham. Make sure you surround him with what he needs.
Durin, for every great play Durin made, 2 other stupid plays.
Yes.
Was the ratio I counted in this series.
Yes.
How many times does he do a jump ball and just bat the thing out of bounds? What are you doing?
What are you doing, dude?
He had a ball. He made a good play. They didn't call foul. The ball bounces off the rim, literally hits him in the shoulder, and he reacts after the ball hits him. It goes out of bounds, Nick Ball.
I'll slow your reaction time.
I'm just like, what are you? I like you, but what are you doing?
Grab a rebound, man.
Here was Jalen Brunson after the game on this series, getting them ready for the Celtics.
I think every series is different, but we can learn from our experiences as we go on. I don't want to say it's going to be different, but obviously we're playing against the defending champs next time. So it's going to be a lot different playing this team that we just played. I'm not discrediting them at all, but the Celtics have experience in playing these guys. They were just physical. They brought the fight to us, and then we had to respond, and then we did. Every series is going to be different. You know, you got to respect each opponent you play, and then you got to go from there and make adjustments.
The Celtics are a -800 favorite.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I'm rooting for the Knicks, though. I didn't want to see Detroit win this series. Been a long time for Detroit. Would have been funny to watch them bounce New York, but now that the Knicks have advanced, I'm on Team Knicks. Let's go. Knock out the Celtics. Keep the streak alive. Yeah, I mean, I think Boston's going to win the series. I think they're going to win it, probably going away. Although they have a tendency to play with their food from time to time, so maybe they let a game or two slip early, and you're like, hey, now it's crazy, and Brunson's getting hot in the fourth quarter. Like, that could happen, but I'm definitely rooting for the Knicks to win.
Didn't fare well against them this year.
The Knicks are going to have to steal at least one, because as the more the series goes on, the Knicks, I mean, Tibbs will just grind the guys into, they're one rolled ankle, one, you know, hard fall away from just unraveling.
I don't know what their pivot's going to be, too, when they lose this series to the Celtics.
I mean, they essentially had a 7-man rotation. Campaign played, I think, 6 minutes off the bench. Outside of that, you had two guys at, 17 and 13
minutes.
You're playing essentially five guys the entire game. So
that's not a winning recipe.
That's not a long-term strategy.
Ask J.J. Redick.
Yeah, it's going to run your guys into the ground at some point.
Well, let's get to the other game. We got a Game 7 in the second game last night. Let's talk about that. Clippers-Nuggets giving us a Game 7 this week, and we'll talk about it next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's an interesting little note. Knicks, Pistons. We'll get to the Clips Nugs here in a second. I saw this from guy who covers sports, Tommy Beer.
It's a great name.
He's got a Knicks Substack. I thought he was a Celtics guy. I've seen him before on basketball stuff. He says, incredibly poetic. The last shot ever attempted on an MSG network broadcast during a playoff game, and the last made field goal called by Mike Breen on MSG during a playoff game.
That's it, huh?
So is that...
I didn't know about this. Did you?
So they're moving networks? Where are they going next?
Well, no, because he mentioned a playoff game, so I'm wondering in the new Amazon deal moving forward,
the first round doesn't go to the local.
If local broadcasters won't get to do the first round,
that's pretty stupid. You should have a local option. I get for not having it later in the rounds, although I think you should have that as well. But I understand why the league doesn't want you to. First round series, come on, man, you can't broadcast that. Whenever the Blazers were in back in the day, those, like, remember when they finally made it back in and Roy would
those
make
Damian
it?
Shots.
You know, listen to Barrett and Rice call the games or Calabro calling games. Like, that meant more than listening to some national voice who hadn't been around your team all year.
Yeah, it'd be fun to see the national call on a big moment versus your local call.
Yeah, you kind of compare and contrast. That. It's exactly what we just did with the Brunson three.
Yeah, I read that as, the playoff stuff won't, local broadcasters aren't going to get to do playoffs anymore.
Okay.
That's how I read it.
Maybe that's a note that everybody knew. I didn't know that.
I did have the thought last night watching one of those games, and I can't remember if I randomly heard it in another commercial, maybe like the Kevin Hart gambling one, but the round ball Rock played, and I thought to myself,
it's definitely the Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that's the Kevin Hart thing.
And I just thought, next year, introing to an NBA playoff game with that.
Get your Amazon Prime now.
It's just going to mean more, as they would say. Just going to mean more.
Michael Jordan against Karl Malone.
Reggie Miller.
I love panties. Yes.
Clippers Nuggets.
What? You biting the butt over there?
Yes.
Yes.
A spectacular move by my hooker.
29 total fouls called in Clippers Nuggets last night.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of whistles.
Lot of whistles.
I'm not mad at it.
No.
Letting them play, Bob.
Letting them play. Let them be physical.
Not enough whistles, according to David Adelman, the interim head coach of the Denver Nuggets. And the Nuggets lost last night, so we got a game 7. Here was Adelman after the game about Jokic not getting that whistle.
Nikola gets fouled a lot. I'm not sure what was happening tonight, but for him to shoot 2 free throws with the amount of contact that was going on out there was absolutely crazy. They put smalls on him. Those smalls were allowed to do whatever they want. So I'm really excited for Saturday that we're going to be able to do the same thing with their best players, because if that's the physicality we're allowed to play with, we'll react to it, and we will go there in game 7.
David Adelman's brain would have broken if he was the coach of a Shaq team, because you talk about getting fouled on every
play. A lot of fouls. There's only one way to guard him, and that's fouling him every time. Every time he moves, you commit another foul, and you just hope it doesn't get called.
Look, maybe not with the numbers in the points category. Dare I say last night's game? The Nick Batum game?
Oh, the Nick Batum game.
Dude, he was awesome for them last night.
I have so many of those reminders throughout the year whenever I turn on a random Clippers game. I'm like, yeah, that's right, dude. He's still in the NBA. How's he still playing?
He's a rotational player.
He's 47 years old at this point. And then you remind him, no, he broke in when he was like 19. But still, he'd been around a very long time. I did enjoy watching the lack of foul calls, I will admit. Now, the only thing that I will say for Game 7 is make sure it remains consistent. Like, that's the thing with the NBA that you just lose from time to time. It's from game to game or ref to ref. They're going to call it incredibly different, and it makes it difficult to game plan and manage throughout the course of the game. Like, if you're going to let him play in Game 6, let him play in Game 7. Let him be physical. Let him bang it up a little bit down low.
They usually do in a Game 7.
I'm all for that, man. Like, if that's going to – just make sure you remain consistent for what you did in Game 6 and you do the same thing in Game 7. But Batum was great. Hit a couple of big shots. He had a nice night last night.
Thoughts on Game 7? I think I – having watched this, having seen them where I thought they were going to blow it out at the end, and then they allowed the Nuggets to kind of creep back in at the end there, so our Clippers minus 10 bet didn't hit.
It's kind of the reverse of the way Denver's won a couple times in the series, where you're like, they're going to blow them out, and then you're like, wait a minute, why is this game so close right now?
Murray started out well, didn't finish necessarily strong. Gordon was pretty good for them, I thought, in this game.
Yeah.
Where are you guys at on Game 7? Because I think I landed in the same spot. I have no feel of who wins Game 7 in the series.
I like the Nuggets. I think Jokic will get the whistle at home in Game 7. I haven't seen if they've assigned a referee crew yet. but they get the pick of the litter. My guess, if I was doing it, I'd put Zach Zarba's
Zach
through.
Zarba's going to get
he's
why don't they
get
let
that
the
name.
Same crew follow the same series?
I had somebody ask me this 2 days ago, and I had no answer for
I think
them.
That's for gambling purposes, quite frankly.
Oh, okay. They, I'm just saying, like, from a consistency standpoint, wouldn't that be nice if, like, this is, it's like having a home plate umpire
but they
for
also,
a,
I mean,
yeah,
you don't want somebody, so the refs now, they hear those Adelman comments afterwards. If any, you just give Cruz a chance.
Does he get fined for that comment? It's you're kind of criticizing it.
No.
That's borderline. That's a gray area right there. You're basically saying they didn't call
stepper.
Any, you didn't call any fouls.
Habitual line stepper.
Were to come out hacking in game seven because you swallowed the whistle in game six.
That's actually a veteran. That's like, I think he called his dad there. Before he went to the meet and said, how do I approach this so I don't get fined here,
Dad?
So no, that bordered. You didn't name anything specifically. You commented on how the game was officiated, and okay, if this is the way it's going to be, then yeah, James Harden's getting mugged in Game 7.
I mean, it's a valid argument for how often Jokic handles the ball
exactly.
and is down low in the paint for him to only take
Go
two free throws.
Go look at his shoulders and his biceps and see how many gashes and scratches
are on
there.
At least 6-7 there. I mean, a few more free throws.
Is Portland rooting for the Clippers?
What, the Norman Powell, Nikola Batum effect?
Patty Mills, Drew Eubanks. It's Portland-esque.
Really
Derrick Jones Jr.
The Blazer alumni chapter south.
I mean, it kind of is, yeah.
I mean, I knew Derrick Jones Jr. and I knew Batum. I don't know if I could have told you that Eubanks was on the Clippers.
Yeah, dude, he's just been sitting on the bench.
That's the Shaq of Troutdale. Remember when he was our starting center for a while?
Patty Mills is on the bench.
How is Patty Mills still in the NBA?
I don't know.
How
vibes,
is he still hanging on?
Strictly vibes.
Great towel waiver.
Hey, how we doing today?
I mean, I don't blame him. If you can keep getting a check just to hang there out, put some shots up pregame, no pressure, that's a hell of a job right there when you're like 37 years old.
Let's play some round ball, huh?
Yeah. I don't really have a. I mean, my rooting interest is for NBA dirt, and I do want to see Jokic advance just because I love watching him play. So I'm rooting for Denver in Game 7.
What's the better second round series,
Clippers
Thunder or Nuggets Thunder?
I would argue the Clippers should have already won the series. They seemingly are the better team,
okay.
But they're going to a Game 7.
Clippers Thunder.
If Clippers are the better team, you don't get to a Game 7.
Yeah,
so I don't think there is a right
I don't think either team's
going to
win. I don't think either team can beat Oklahoma City.
Really? You're Mr. Anti-Oklahoma City.
I am. That's in terms of winning a championship. Second round of the if you can't get out of the second round of the playoffs as the one seed in the West, that's a problem.
Okay.
That's a problem.
Didn't they were they the one seed last year?
Yeah, and lost in the second round of the playoffs. So do that back-to-back years?
Well, just all year you question them.
It's all fool's gold.
I don't know if Powell does that again in Game 7, what he did last night.
He hasn't been good on the road. His home road splits are pretty different.
Yeah, I will take Denver to win Game 7.
Zubac, I thought, I know he only shot 6 times. I really liked his aggressiveness at times. But again, 33 minutes and 10 points.
Yeah.
Like, his numbers to me didn't feel how I thought he was playing.
Yeah.
But that was kind of an ugly-ish game.
Give me a Jokic 40 burger on Saturday.
Yeah, I could see
that.
Yeah,
I think Jokic does something 40, 25,
last time they had a Game 7 on their
like
home
that.
Floor, they collapsed in the second half last year and lost to Minnesota. It was a devastating loss. They've been thinking about it all offseason. The whole way their year ended was really weird, but they've also shown the ability, I think, to be a little more complimentary than people gave him credit for coming in. You had the 40-point game from Murray. I would argue Gordon's been really good throughout the course of the series. Westbrook has had his moments, but not a trustworthy guy. And Michael Porter Jr. is going to disappear. You just go in assuming that. And
Westbrook
then if
was their best bench player last night.
He absolutely was. And if you get anything from MPJ, you're like, all right, that's a bonus. That's a cherry on top.
Westbrook can jump 40 inches. He is a legitimate 6'3".
And he missed another dunk.
How did he miss that layup?
I know. It's so weird.
I don't know.
How? Your head's at the rim. What do you? How?
Can I make a comparison that might make people uncomfortable, but sometimes when I watch him, it's how I feel about him?
Comping a white guy to a black guy?
No, not going to do that. I'm comping a Blazer to a Nugget. Whenever I watch Michael Porter Jr., sometimes I worry that that's the future for Shaedon Sharpe. That he's an unbelievable athlete, and he has flashes of looking like an elite player, and then for whatever reason, just...
In terms of consistency?
Just disappears. Yeah.
You're not talking about stylistically?
Not stylistically, just in terms of the... Because
like
when
he's here, and then he's not.
When you look at Porter's numbers for the year, they're not... I mean, he was like an 8-19 a game and 7-rebound guy. Like, the numbers are not terrible, but would anybody say he's trustworthy?
Well, the Nuggets wouldn't.
No. And so...
They benched him at one point.
They did. What did we do this year?
He was our sixth man.
Okay, got it.
When I watch him sometimes, and he has these big games,
why
and then disappears.
You say that out loud?
That's why I said it might make some people feel uncomfortable.
Are we going to give him the Porter contract?
We probably will.
God,
and then immediately regret it 2 years in.
So much regret if that happens.
How much money are we paying this guy?
All right, there's some NBA check-in, the Clippers and Nuggets. We got a Game 7 in Denver on Saturday. It's a 4:30 tip is what Swag told me before the show. And the Knicks move on to face the Celtics. That Game 1 will be on Monday because when you can wait 3 days, you absolutely should.
You have to.
So the NBA playoffs roll on. We'll get back into it later on in the program. Mike Silver will join us at 8 a.m. He's a national football writer for The Athletic. He also wrote a book. We had him on in October. He wrote the Jags piece, so we'll talk some NFL with Mike Silver at 8. That'll be the Daily Ticker. There's a ton to get to in the second hour. But coming up next, Portland in Major League Baseball yesterday. How about this? I'll tell you what it is next on The Fan. How about a coach calling out his star player? We'll get to that at the top of the hour. Got some football notes to get into as well today. And Mike Silver, as I teased at the end of the last segment, will join us at 8 a.m. Dirt really wants to spread the line today, so.
Hey, we're on a heater. When you're on a heater, you don't walk away from the table, man. When you hit a parlay on a Friday, you double down again the next week.
How many teams did we do last week? Was it three?
Three-team parlay.
Let's do six.
Okay, let's go big or go home.
Let's really juice those odds.
We got to see all the games. You got games tonight. You got games tomorrow. You could have games on Sunday. We got a lot to choose from this weekend.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup playoff games. Well, we can't gamble on the Derby in Oregon.
What?
Well,
you can't.
You gotta go to an official.
Why can't we gamble on the horse race?
I don't have horse racing here anymore. I know. I don't know.
You gotta go to an official off track betting site.
You can on your DraftKings app gamble.
Can you do in other states?
No. In Washington, you can.
What?
Yeah. So if you want to drive across the river, you can go gamble on your DraftKings app.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't even know the horses' names. I need to look at the names.
Journalism is the favorite.
Journalism's the lead dog.
Well, we all know that's dying.
Yeah, that's not going to work out well.
Broke its leg. What happened?
Shot it in the head. You see the cheating trainer's back. Old Baffert. Baffert's back in the building this year. His ban is up.
I saw a note that his best horse is just, like, it's out.
It's not running? Well, I know he's back at Churchill Downs. He's walking around pretending like nothing happened and he wasn't banned for 3 years.
Mm. Oregon was in Major League Baseball yesterday.
We were.
Yeah, we
were.
What
did we do? Did we have a game? What time was it? Who won?
Well, you know, that's 2032.
Would have been a great night for a ball game, huh?
Really
80 degrees on May 1st. Woo! Let's go.
And courtesy of Philadelphia, Oregon was in Major League Baseball.
At Philadelphia, huh?
The Phillies broadcast. God, I hate that team. That broadcast is just delightful.
One of the best, man. One of the best in the bigs.
John Kruk, who, in a different life, was a Philly, and now he's the broadcaster for their TV crew. He shared a story, and he brought up randomly in the middle of their game yesterday. Bad game for Skeens, by the way.
Yeah.
He got torched by those Cubby bats.
Yeah.
John Kruk was telling a story randomly during a Phillies game, and we were brought up.
Well, you know, you should never slouch.
You shouldn't slouch, John.
Especially if you're in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, you shouldn't slouch in Portland. You shouldn't slouch in Philadelphia. Low, 1-2.
And not anyone who's he's always hated Portland. I don't hate anything. I could give a darn about it, but I got a letter from a guy in Portland and said I slouch. He said I look like an 80-year-old.
3-2. Nice that we have fans in Portland, though.
Yeah.
Oregon, Maine.
Oh, yeah, we got them all over. I wonder if it was Portland, Maine.
It could have been.
Huh. I better go look again. Sorry, Oregon. I'll clear it up later. Did I ever tell you I almost got arrested in Oregon?
Doesn't surprise me, but no, you never told me. Last 10 games for Kepler. 11 hits, 2 home runs.
Thank
what
you.
What were you doing in Portland? Oh, playing minor league
ball. Yeah, rookie ball. I got arrested, handcuffed, put in the back of a cop car.
Was it a mistaken identity?
No. Tony Gwynn had a friend who was a cop back then. And he had me arrested. Scared to, I mean, I was up thinking like, man, I know I had a few beers last night. What the hell did I end up doing? You got a lot of bad thoughts when you're handcuffed in the back of a cop car.
I can imagine. I can imagine. There goes the runner. Pitch foul. It remains 3-2. How did this end, though? Did they take it downtown? Well, did they book
no,
you?
No. They never left the parking lot of the hotel. All I heard was Tony laughing. I'm like, that bastard.
You were pranked by a Hall of Famer, John, and you didn't even know he was a Hall of Famer.
I did not know. I knew he was going to be a great big leaguer.
Hey. I didn't know John Kruk played baseball here.
I didn't know either. There's a lot of guys who randomly over the years that start their rookie ball in Eugene or wherever, like just random spots, man.
So that would have been the Beavers, right?
I could have been the Portland Rockies.
Let me see.
Well, he would have been before the. Were they the Rockies first? I thought they were the.
They were the Beavers.
Beavers, Rockies.
Then the Beavers went to Salt Lake City, and then the Rockies came back.
So that's probably
and
what
they
he was.
They were rookie. That was single A ball.
Right.
So that's probably when it happened.
Kruk played in the. When Gwynn would have been a rookie? 80 something, right?
Yeah. Maybe late 70s. Let me see. Trying to find his.
I thought the Beavers would have been the team then, not the Rockies.
Or he could have been on an opposing team that was in town to play him.
Well, he made it seem like he played here.
Yeah, it does not look like he played here.
So he was just in town. So Swag is right. He was
his
just
AAA,
in town.
He played for Vegas, Beaumont, Reno, and he played Walla Walla. So they probably in low A ball in 1981.
So that's probably it. So Walla Walla, they came out here.
Came out here and played. Whoever was the minor league low A affiliate in 1981.
He'd
that's
be a
what
fun random
here.
Guest in the summer.
He'd be incredible to have on.
Like
in the
during
summer.
The All Star break, they're off for like, what, a week, right?
They get 4 or 5 days. Yeah,
not quite a week, but pretty close to it.
If he's available, I know they like to rest and whatnot.
I'm going to guess he's taken off for vacation.
Gwynn, by the way, broke in 1982 was his rookie year. Okay. So
yeah, he'd be fun to bring on to kind of rehash that story, getting arrested here. And
dude, he's like characters like that are what make baseball games fun in the summer because you just get to the point where you're watching the same thing, and sometimes your teams go through the doldrums of the season and they're losing or the game's not the most interesting, and then you get a guy like that who just it becomes story time for 3 hours, and you're just laughing. You're essentially like I have this sometimes with the Giants broadcasters where you're almost listening to it more as a radio show or a talk show than you are a baseball game because they're just, you know, cracking, they're making fun of fans, they're telling stories, and they're like, oh, there you go, somebody got a hit, actually. It's like a baseball game's going on at times in the background.
Well, I love about baseball broadcasts when that moment kind of happens, and it doesn't happen for every team. You don't get guys like Kruk on every broadcast.
No, there's a lot of bad ones out there.
But what I do like is I love when they're telling a story, they stop,
and the 1-2.
And then they pick up, and then they stop.
Yeah.
Kepler, his last 10 games. Here's his averages.
Got
Tom McCarthy
hits.
Is his play-by-play guy.
Yeah,
and Tom
great.
McCarthy does. He's a national voice for the NFL, too, I think on CBS.
CBS, I think he does, like, when they have.
You'll hear him
when
on the red zone. If you watch the red zone, you'll hear him on the red zone.
So when they have,
Jags
like,
game.
7 or 8 games on a Sunday, he's doing, like, game 4 or 5.
Yes, yeah.
That's the part of baseball broadcasting I love. The storytelling.
Oh, it's unbelievable, man. Nobody was ever better at it than Vin Scully, RIP. But when you get the former players who tell these kind of stories, it's great. And now I'm very conscientious about my posture. I think I slouched too. Mm. I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of sat up with good posture the rest of the segment after Kruk told that story. My back felt great.
Well, yeah, you can't slouch.
We need one of those
it's
back.
It's illegal to do in Oregon.
You cannot slouch over here. Thanks to whoever, maybe the listener who sent John Kruk the letters listening to our show right now.
What are the odds, though, it was Portland, Oregon and not Portland, Maine?
I think pretty good odds.
Because he hadn't thought about that.
He did not. He did not contemplate
By the way, he
that.
Thought of us.
He did
We're
first.
We're to Portland.
You're damn right we are.
Going to get a team soon.
Look at us.
Loaded second hour of the program. This coach calling out his superstar athlete. Huh? How about this? Hour 2, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.